Graffiti writers look at a piece and notice color schemes, form, background, and maybe even meaning. But those who have to clean it up see resources spent as a result of someone else's mischief. The city spends about $200 a month on materials and labor to clean up downtown property. The cost has increased due to an influx in graffiti, as well as a rise in material costs. But getting spray paint off of limestone is economically and environmentally costly, and nearly impossible. Susan Chambers is the city employee who tries anyway. She's paid to remove spray paint, marker, and stickers from city buildings, signs, and switchboxes. Chambers says she spends a lot of time cleaning stoplight switchboxes. She sprays a solution called Graffiti Gone on the surface, and then lets it sit before scrubbing. And this is the easiest of surfaces to clean. Brick and stone building cleanup can take hours.
We worked on a small brick building, and it just had really thin letters, but they were really tall. Oh, we probably worked on that with a power washer for 2 hours, spraying bottles and bottles of this on there.
But taxpayers aren't the only ones paying for cleanup. Business owners also feel the time and money spent on graffiti is a nuisance that should be stopped. Marina and Patrick Ballor Fiore own a downtown restaurant and keep a can of white paint handy to cover graffiti which appears on their property. Marina says improvements are on hold until the problem is under control.
We need to paint that sign of the building, but we can't invest all that money into it until the situation hasn't been controlled.
She says the city is doing all it can, but the problem is still unmanageable for her.
I mean, I can't spend my night by my windows with, you know, a bucket of boiling oil, which actually would probably get me in trouble.
Despite the nuisance, Marina says she considers the graffiti unskillful tagging rather than art. She says, in the appropriate location, graffiti can be an improvement, adding she enjoys a piece of graffiti facing her restaurant that covers the back of a billboard.
It's actually a very nice graffiti. I would be very sad if anyone took it down and one day just erased it. Whenever I sit on my deck, I think it's much more interesting to look at that graffiti than at the back of an advertisement post, right? So in some situations, graffiti are definitely an aesthetical improvement.
But Beverly Callender Anderson, Bloomington's Safe and Civil City Director, says aesthetics are irrelevant.
I think we all understand the art element until it gets on private property. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is the private property.
Callender Anderson takes a unilateral view that graffiti is vandalism, and it's not up to a writer to say what property needs improvement.
It would be the same as if someone came and pulled up your flowers in your yard and said, well, we thought if they were laying down instead of standing up, it would be more artistic. It's not their call about what to do on someone else's property.
The city has increased police patrol in areas where graffiti has increased and has installed cameras on the Beeline Trail. Business owners are debating creation of new graffiti-friendly walls. Some say it will offer a space for artists to practice their craft, apart from private property. Detractors say such a wall only affirms the value of an act which should not be sanctioned. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.